Hello.
Hi, my name is Trey Mee. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. And I was returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Geneva Strong.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling for my unemployment. I'm filing for my unemployment.
You said you need to file for unemployment or
yes,
call
ma'am.
About your, okay. May I have your social security number, please?
Yes, ma'am. 421-942-2000.
Could you verify that first and last name again for me, please?
Geneva, G-E-N-E-V-A. Strong, S-T-R-O-N-G.
Date of birth and mother's maiden name?
My birthday is January the 5th, 1964. My mother's middle name is Lee.
May I have your driver's license number?
1338005.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Ma'am?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am. I'm not disabled.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
8.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking and savings account. Or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid.
Written.
Okay. Checking or savings?
Checking.
May I have the routing number along with the account number, please?
Yes, ma'am. 08300001 08.
And may I have the account number?
3121262684.
May I have your mailing address?
2253 17th Street, Apartment A, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35401.
Is your residence different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Had your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
You did say apartment A, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your telephone number?
205-764-5708.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 1995 Plymouth Neon, 1998 Acura SLX, 1999 Audi A4, 2000 Oldsmobile Bravado, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
2011. Oldsmobile.
That's a 2000 Oldsmobile.
No, not the Oldsmobile.
Nothing was mentioned 2011. It said 1995 Plymouth Neon, 1998 Acura, 1999.
It's a Nissan.
Neon. It's a Plymouth Neon. N-E-O-N. No Nissan, ma'am. 1995 Plymouth Neon. 1998 Acura. 1999 Audi. Or 2000 Oldsmobile.
2000 Oldsmobile.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1424 Kicker Road, 1813 Extra Avenue, 3615 BB Point Drive, 7485 Old Shell Road, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Name one of them.
Which of the following street addresses have you ever been associated with? 1106 Thompson Street, 124 Rockaway Road, 1800 Queen City Avenue, 3325 County Road 120, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
18 Queen City Avenue. Name one of them.
1800 Queen City or none of them? You said it. Which one?
Name one of them. I'm just trying to figure it out. That's what I was saying myself.
You used to stay there?
No, ma'am. Not in Queen City.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Last time I filed. Yes, I did.
Did you file?
May. That was in May.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes, ma'am. Same one.
When was your last day of work, month, day, and year, please?
December the 9th of 2022.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I'm able to work.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solidly on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months? Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am. January 11th, 2023.
What was your job description?
Line service.
Is that line service?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am. You said seeking what, baby?
Work in your current occupation.
Yes, seeking.
Okay. Who's a separated employer?
Say it again.
Your separated employer?
Yes.
What's the name of it?
The place I work from?
Yes, ma'am.
Amok.
What city and state was this work performed in?
In Tuscaloosa.
May I have the company's telephone number?
Yes, ma'am. 205-348-6530. And the place is also Surway.
205-348-6530. Okay. And what was your employment start date? Month, day, and year, please.
Ma'am, when I started, 2007.
Yes. The month and day?
January the 5th of 2007.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day at work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, no.
Have you applied for a pension? Or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working? Lack of work?
School, well, I work for the school, college school out there, so we are off a temporary for right now until we come back to next year.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Do you remember your 4-digit labor PIN or would you need a PIN reset?
That's the same one I've been using at 2000.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in interruption in your benefits. If you choose to file online, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file by telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
You can make your first certification either by telephone or internet or next week. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday.
Next week.
Yes, ma'am. Starting earliest next Sunday. Ms. Strong, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
You said next week, that'd be on the 25th, right?
Next Sunday. I'm sure it's the day it is. I can look at the calendar to start next Sunday.
Now this Sunday coming up, it'll be next
Friday. Yes, this Sunday coming up, ma'am, it'll be considered next week.
Oh, okay, it's coming.
Your week here, this week here ends on Saturday. Each week starts on the Sunday. So this upcoming Sunday will be next week.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. That would be it.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day and happy holidays.
Yes, ma'am. Faith to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.